Well, today, June 14th, is, of course, Flag Day. So we're going to talk flag etiquette this morning. We'll talk a little bit about flags this morning. Bob Boots is in with us this morning. Bob is a local veteran, a Coast Guard veteran. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be able to be here.
Absolutely. Your service carried on a lot longer than just the time that you spent in the Coast Guard, because you're still very active in a lot of veterans' issues and helping out with a lot of things.
Well, I did. Well, I went in the service in 1952. I was in there for 3 years from 1955. And then after I got out, I guess I've done voluntary service for a lot since then.
Yeah, you've done more since you've been out than you did when you were there, huh?
Definitely, yes.
Very good. Well, we appreciate all the things that you and other veterans like you continue to do to help keep that effort moving forward. But I want to talk about flags specifically, because you're kind of our local flag guy here. You've taken on that project of collecting those flags. There's a drop box down at the American Legion Memorial Building, the old armory here in Atlantic, and you're the one that makes sure that that's always taken care of.
Well, the Rotary Club set up a flag drop box in June of 2004, and shortly after that, they asked me if I would pick up the flags in it. Mm-hmm. So I have been. I've been picking them up, and I've been keeping track of the numbers of them, and that is quite unique, because there's been over 8,000 flags put in that flag drop box.
8,000?
8,000 of them, yeah.
That's more flags than one per person that live in the entire city of Atlantic.
Yeah, and I'm sure all the flags aren't just from Atlantic, because I'm sure there's some from area towns around. Matter of fact, I know there is, because sometimes people from other towns will come in and just give them to me. Maybe they want to replace one, a repaired one that has been repaired.
8,000 flags in 12 years.
Yes.
That's a lot of flags in a small community like
that.
It is.
It makes a big pile of them.
So what happens with 8,000 flags when they are to a point where folks realize that they probably shouldn't be flying those anymore?
Well, the people bring them in and they put them in the flag drop box, which is just outside of the American Legion Memorial Building and the old armory. And when I pick them up, I go through all those flags, and any that's repairable, I'll set them aside. And I have a sewing machine that I kept from after Atlantic Upholstering closed. And it is down there in the armory, and I just go down there and repair them. And there's all sizes of flags, anywhere from 2 by 3 inches up to, well, one big flag that, or two big flags were brought in at one time, were just alike. And I used the two flags and made one flag out of it. And that is one we use for the parade flag at parades, which the Boy Scouts are real honorable about carrying now. And that is approximately 20 by 40 foot.
And that was two separate flags that were in a different state of disrepair, and you put them together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And now it's lasted for quite a little bit of time.
It has. Mm-hmm. It was one of the first flags that was dropped off at the flag drop box. It has been about 12 years or so ago.
Sure. Sure. Mm-hmm. I want to get more into some of the history of the flag drop box and that stuff, but talk first, though. When should people consider retiring a flag? At what point is it in disrepair?
Well, if the flag is starting to, a sewn flag, the first place they wear out is when the wind whips usually the bottom corner of it on the stripes. Mm-hmm. If they get frayed out very bad and they're 6 or 8 inches of them frayed out, a lot of times you can't reuse them again. But if it's small where it's ripped out, a short distance where it's ripped out, well, I'll cut 2 or 3 inches off the bottom and re-hem them up and reuse them again. As a matter of fact, the flag at the American Legion Memorial Building and the depot and the City Hall, the one out on 7th and Olive Street, those are all repaired flags that they've been using repaired flags there for quite a few years.
Sure.
And several other places in town that use the repaired flags.
Different material flags seem to wear differently, don't they?
Yeah. Polyester and nylon wear a lot better than your cotton. Your cotton has a tendency to fade a lot more than your polyester and nylon. Sometimes the flags come in where they're pink and